Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon.
Hi, how are you? This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and this is the Mindfully Integrative Show podcast. So thank you so much today because we have a wonderful guest for our mindful chat. Her name is Verna Haywood, the life, the light, the counselor and guide and wonderful woman. I think she's also an author, and she's from the UK, and she's here to talk about many things in our life and her story. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to her and all that she has to offer. She has this beautiful sunset behind her and bringing in some rays of light and sun and life to us in this chat. So Verna Haywood, thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Damaris. I am very grateful for you inviting me in. So it is a pleasure to come to speak with you and your audience.
Oh, I'm so glad you took some time for us, and we really appreciate the moments and the time. And for today, can you kind of, as I tell others, can you kind of say a little fun fact or something that people don't know about you or that they can find out?
Okay, a little fun fact about me. I am the original Spice Girl.
Tell me about this. I want to hear more.
Okay. So why am I the original Spice Girl? I was born in Grenada. And Grenada is full of spices. So we are a spice island. We're known as a spice island. So being where I am, I just think is just the perfect thing to be, you know, be proud of where I'm from. Be proud of what we, you know, we produced and who we are. And so the original Spice Girl is me because that's just who I am. I'm spicy.
What is your favorite spice? Like for me lately, I don't know if I'm my favorite spice. My husband's making some more like yogurt chicken. So he's been doing a little bit of like saffron and sumac lately. I don't know, just different spices. And then he's been throwing some thyme. What is your favorite spice, Miss Spice Girl?
My favorite spice. Oh my goodness. It's my favorite spice. I love a little bit of ginger with a little bit of turmeric. Especially when I'm seasoning meat and stuff like that. We like to marinate it. So you put a little bit of turmeric and a little bit of your spices and your peppers and things like that. And just bring a little bit of color, especially when they do one of our main thing back in Grenada is oil dung, and they tend to use a lot of turmeric in that. So it's like a national dish. I haven't had it for years. So sometimes when I think about it, when I think about when they cook it, and I look at it, I think, oh my gosh, that tastes so good. So I don't even have to be there to taste it. I could taste it without even being there.
Oh, I love that idea. I've never had it. It sounds like something. Is it a meat dish or is it a vegetarian dish?
It could be both. It could be meat or vegetarian. So if you want to put meat in it, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't want to put any meat in it, you can do it as well. So, and you can make it with different types of different things. Some people put crab in it, or some people put maybe salt meat and things like that. So, or you put whatever you want, you can put in it. But
that sounds good.
It's just really, really lovely, really nice to really sit back and have your national dish or traditional dish. It's just lovely to taste all the spices in it and everything like that. So, yeah. So the original Spice Girl.
I love it. I love how you said that. So I know you're on the show to kind of talk to the audience and those watching about your story and how you are helping others in, I say the integrative health space, but how people have transitioned themselves in their life beyond just the traditional way and how you found your own mindful way. So would you like to share a little bit more about that with us?
Yes, I would. I think for me, it's all about working from the inside out. I am a qualified practitioner in terms of holistic therapies. So in terms of doing your holistic therapies, like in massages, reflexology, and things like that.
Yeah.
But initially, before I got to that, I initially wanted to become a nurse because I saw my big sister. She was the first Black nurse in Holland. I saw a picture of her with all her colleagues. And I thought, oh, I want to be like her when I grew up. But I couldn't stand Black.
Oh, you didn't want to be like nurses?
Yeah, so I carried on working in the hospital. And to cut a long story short, I decided, okay, I wanted to retrain as a therapist. So I trained as a therapist. And then I decided I wanted to go straight to university. And I had a lecturer who was very, very nice, very encouraging. And she said to me, I'll always remember her, Celia Yeed. And she said to me, Vernon, no, you have a gift. Go use your gift before going to university. Not that anything is wrong with that. You know, you don't want to become just an academic. You want to use that. Not that there was anything wrong with becoming an academic, but you want to use the gift that you have. And so I worked on cruise liners for some time. And then I decided to go back to university and then did my degree. So I did that. And it's all about, for me, is wellness is important. And I think working naturally with your body. Growing up in the Caribbean, it meant that I grew up with my grandmother and great-grand-aunt. So everything was in the garden. If there was an ailment, we went to the garden, we picked whatever it was and bring it back to them, and they made a medicine for us. It wasn't about take a tablet or anything like that. Yes, we had our tetanus injection and polio and all of that, but mainly anything for headache or tummy ache or a cut or a bruise, it was in the garden. The yeah. medicine came from the garden. And so I learned that and I grew up with that. So I knew what it meant to eat naturally and eat fruit that was in season, because they were like, eat what is in season. Don't eat anything out of season, because your body needs those nutrients. Your body needs those enzymes. At that point, I was thinking, what are these old people talking about? Enzymes and nutrients and all of these things. We think we know it all. But having grown up and having working in the industry now for over 20-something years, I get to realize that all the things that I was has been taught, it was preparing me for a time like this. So sometimes we don't know where we're going to end up. And it's so important to pay attention. I wish I had paid more attention, because then by now I would have had my own natural line out there. So
it makes sense. I really feel like the with age and with time, or the olden kind of conversations, they say it's like tradition, the traditional versus ancient or alternative, but you know, that there was a lot of knowledge and there still is a lot. That we don't know, you know,
it's
amazing. Can you go into a little bit more of not just your family, but how you kind of came now in your patients that you treat or people that you know you counsel, and what exactly had happened that made you more into what kind of patients that you counsel now and help?
Okay. Well, having trained as a therapist, I think For a long time,
You coach?
Yeah, I do a bit of coaching as well, because when I see my clients, I coach them into their wellness, what they should be doing and how they should be doing that. And now I'm writing I'm creating a course based on what I have experienced. And then I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little while. But one of the things that I have always wanted to do, I've always wanted to be inspirational and motivational speaker, so I can help others and I can talk to them about my experiences, because I think nothing happened by accident. Those things that happened to me were horrible, but I take the good. I've learned from a very young age to take the good in that and to help myself to grow and develop. So for example, when I was very young, I was abused sexually from a very young age, and that went into my teenage years. And then I got married, and then I was abused by my former husband. And I thought,
hello,
from, you know, like you're falling from the frying pan into the fire, and you're thinking, no, this is not going to, I'm not going to take this anymore. I've had enough of that. And so I decided, when I saw the road it was going to go down, I decided, okay, yes, I have an apartment, a two-bedroom apartment, fully furnished, everything in there. He didn't have to bring anything at all. Am I going to lose my life for that? And so, because he was in the army. And so I decided, no. When he started talking about bringing guns and stuff at home, I just thought, no, that is the end of the road for me. So I've always been spiritual. So for me, it was like, you know, Father, you said you would never leave me alone. You said you'd protect me. You said when my mother and father forsake me, you will take me up. You said that, you know, I am the head and not the tail. So I started repeating those things. I said, I have got to get out of here. And so I left with £100 in a suitcase and came to England. I had family here in England. So I was in Trinidad at the time, living in Trinidad at the time. So I left, and because I needed to be as far away as possible. I could have gone to the States because I have family in New York, but I decided New York is too close to Trinidad, and everybody in New York know one another. So there isn't any way I will go there because his family lives in New York. And I just thought, no, I have to get as far away as possible. Mm-hmm. And so coming to England was the safest distance for me to get away from it all and start my life afresh. So in terms of anybody thinking out there that you're in an abusive marriage and you're not sure, or you're thinking you have to stay there, thinking about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? You can make it. Don't relinquish your power to someone else, because that's exactly what you're going to be doing. You're giving someone else authority over you. You're giving someone else your power to use you and abuse you. And there is no need for that. We don't deserve that. We need to be cherished. We need to be loved. It's the greatest thing, because when we have love, that love supersedes anything, unconditional love. So even in spite of what has happened, I don't wish him any bad. I wish him well, but I don't have to be there to undergo that. I don't have to be his footstool. And most of us have got to think about that. We don't have to be anyone's footstool. So for me, I had to get away. And in that getting away, it took me some time to realize exactly where I wanted to be. So I had my own business in terms of, I had a spa and everything else. I employed staff and everything. But during COVID, I went through some things just prior to COVID. And then during COVID, I started hearing about so much abuse and everything women were going through again, because women is at the forefront. Okay. Not that men don't go through abuse, but women are the forefront of being abused. And so I had to look deep within myself and then decided, okay, this is time for me now to get out and speak boldly about it. So I had a conversation with my brother and my sister, letting them know what had happened to me. And then my sister, because I didn't want to offend anyone, I didn't want to talk about it, and they were not prepared or ready for it. And then my sister said to me, you have to talk about it. You have to go out and talk about it. You have to tell others. You have to help others. And yes, here I am.
And I think that you're very brave to talk about a situation that is usually, it's a very troubling topic. And it's has, unfortunately, 1 in 4 women, 1 in 4, or what is in 1 in 6 men have had some sort of abuse in their life.
Yeah.
And to not have a conversation with people, they need to have an idea that they have someone that understands them and you can help them through this. And now you are on the other end, making a difference and helping others. And you now even have a course and you know, all of your holistic therapies to help others.
Yeah, I think it's so important, because I think listening as well. So sometimes when most of my clients, they may come just for therapy, they haven't come for anything else. But in my consultation, And in my aftercare, when I'm speaking to them, they will then pour out. So I will find out a lot more. And then everyone is an individual, so you cannot treat everybody the same. Everyone is an individual. Everyone goes through different scenarios. And is in that moment, you get to know what it is. You can't rely on just self. You have to rely on your intuition. Because when you rely on your intuition, that's where the healing process begins, because then you can help them from deep, from the depths. So you're not looking superficial. You have to look. Medicine is all about finding, just working on the surface. But what we do, we work deeper. We get on the inside, because the healing is from the inside. So you're working inside out, whether that is looking at what you're putting into your system. So how healthy is your gut? Because that has something to do with your mental well-being and your physical well-being. How much are you eating natural? You know, who are you surrounding yourself by? What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? When you sit at the table, who are you sitting at the table with? So when I talk about the table, I'm speaking about the friends that you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. Are there people that you can sit down and have a good conversation? Because when you sit at the table with your family or your friend to eat that food, you want, when you eat, every bite you taste, you take, is tasty. You want to, you just want to carry on with it, because it makes the conversation enjoyable. Yeah. So there are lots of things. And for me, now we have all about mindset and health and everything. In my day, earlier when I was growing up, there was nothing like that. Nobody talked about mindset. All you heard was, don't talk about it. Don't say anything. You don't need anybody to know about it. So it was, everything was hush hush. You couldn't
nobody
say anything.
Nobody wanted to and talk about the what was going on, or how to remedy, or how to change the way things are.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to find ways of how am I going to lift myself up from the depths. And so I have this in my practices throughout the last 25 years that I've been practicing. I had to rely on three things. And this is where my program starts. Three things is about practices, three practices, and that is reflect, revitalize, and renew.
Reflect, and revitalize, and renew.
And renew. So because it's on reflection, our past is our history. We don't have to live there. We don't have to stay there. But that's going to help us to move forward. So you have to reflect. And once you've reflected on how things happen, what has happened, don't blame yourself. I've never blamed myself, and I've never called myself a victim, because when you start naming yourself like that, it's have something to do with your conscious and your subconscious. So you start naming yourself and blaming yourself. So yes, I ask, why did it happen? And you will say, well, you know, most people will say, well, if there was a God, why did he allow that? And for me, it's not about God. It's about people taking responsibility for their actions. They know what they were doing was wrong. They know that it wasn't something they should do to a small child, but they chose to do that. That's their choice. That's a choice that they made. And so they need to deal with the consequences. Now, I could say, okay, they did that to me, so I'll become a rebel. I'll be this, I'll be that, I'll be other. I'm not saying that I didn't think about it. I'm not saying that I didn't think about maybe what's the point in living if this is going to be happening to me. Why do I have to live? What am I living for? But then on the flip side, okay, my life is worth something. And I started looking at the positive side of things. And I remember my cousin-in-law said to me one day, because there was a young girl that got raped by an elderly person. I think she was about 3 years old or something like that.
Oh my.
And I got really upset and really angry, and she couldn't understand why I was in that frame. And I kept saying, no, nothing wrong, nothing wrong, nothing wrong. And just about as I was about to go to do my degree in international spa management, and she said to me, and then eventually I told her what happened, and she said, are you sure you should be doing that and not doing psychology and become a psychologist? I said, no, I can't become a psychologist because I might end up hurting someone. If, you know, somebody do something, like I might end up hurting them. So no, I prefer where I am. I could listen to everything and I can work with people from that point of view. So it's still as though I'm doing psychology, because people will still tell me their problems, mm-hmm. and then I will help them find a solution. Now it's up to them to take my suggestion or not take my suggestions and do something about it. So I think it's really a nice place to be to help others.
Yeah, I think you're in a good place at this point in your life. Is that correct?
You've
gone through your revitalization, your renewing. Do you feel any clients recently, a story that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, a couple, is it last month, I think, last month, I had a client who came in for therapeutic treatments. And during the therapeutic treatments, I found out certain things during that time. And I just allowed, while doing the treatment, she just ended up crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And then I just said, no, just go ahead. Just release it, just because there's no point holding on to it. Just release. And then I just allowed her, just rest my hand on her back and just allowed her to just release. And that was that felt really good afterwards. So we then carried on with the treatment afterwards. And I think she went out to dinner with another friend, and the friend looked at her face and said, oh my gosh, you look so peaceful and so lovely. What has happened? And then she mentioned, you know, she came to me and we had a therapeutic treatments and everything like that. And that friend then booked in to come and have a therapeutic treatment. And again, same thing happened. She ended up speaking to me about certain things that has happened and where she is at the moment. And I just said, you know, it's good that you're taking your power back. It's good that you are in this situation and stuff like that. And just gave my suggestions as well. And then again, a flood of tears come down. And it's all about
body releasing, you know, their body.
Yeah, it's about releasing
trauma, right?
Yeah.
And this stuff or whatever they call it, trauma, whatever the name we're calling it that has happened. It's releasing all of that negativity.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's when that release comes, you feel so free. And it's all about that. It's not holding on to it. It's not, we have, as women, we have a tendency to blame ourselves. Mm-hmm. And everything that happens is our fault. Yes, we might have something, some kind of part to play, but not necessarily. And sometimes it's when you're strong. Because for me, having had to not be able to speak to anyone about what has happened. And even when I spoke about it, it was like, you're lying. You know, a child will always say, you're not telling the truth and things like that. So nobody believed it. And so I stopped telling anyone anything. It was just a conversation between myself and the father. So he's my father, then you have to do something about it. Not me. This is your domain. And so when you grow up, you tend to like keep everything in, you suppress. That's suppressing. So, and the more you suppress it, then it has a mental effect on you. Then it has a physical effect on you. And every area of your life starts spiraling. And you're thinking, well, what do I do? Who can I go to? And one of the things that I remember speaking to a girlfriend. And then the next thing you know, everybody knew about it. And when I got married, before I got married, I knew sex was going to be a problem. I knew if he used certain words, if he said certain things, if he behaved in a certain manner, I knew I would shut down. Wow. So before we got married, I said to him, these are the things that has happened. This is what has happened to me. So if you don't want to carry on with marriage, that's fine. I understand. But if you were to do this or you were to say this, this is the result. This is what's going to happen. So I didn't hide anything. I said it. And that was used as a weapon against me.
So you have the the vulnerability, it actually became a negativity. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So because as well, what they realize is that, oh my gosh, how strong is she? Oh my gosh, how powerful is she? To have that strength to go through all of that and be strong and to be in a good frame of mind. So what they see is a lot more, and they're thinking, how can I break you? How can I break you down? Because you are too strong for me. So how am I going to look for ways to break you? And you have got to stand in your own strength. And you're not realizing, because I didn't realize that. It's only later I got to realize, oh my gosh, how strong am I? And there's other friends. I remember I have this friend in Georgia. She said to me, you don't know how strong you are. You don't know how powerful you are. You know, you traveled the world. From where you came from, you traveled the world. You went back to university. You did all of those things at a mature age. And look where you are now. So sometimes we don't see what others see in us, but we have got to really look deep within ourselves, because everything is on the inside. We have everything on the inside to heal ourselves. We have everything on the inside to take ourselves from one level to another. The transformation begins on the inside.
I could not agree more. I very much so always talk about the strength within. And, you know, I think that we don't always give ourselves the time to reflect and the time. And it's a scary thing. You know, it's a scary thing to kind of look within. But it's part of the process of healing and part of the process of managing wherever our illness or health or our life is.
Yeah, it is. And that's why it's so important with the program that I have developed. It's called Unstoppable Resilience. Resilience is unstoppable. So Unstoppable Resilience, 3 powerful practices to take your power back to health and wellness. So 3 ways to take your power back. It's 3 steps to wholeness. So with the 3 steps to wholeness comes the 3 R's. And the 3 R's, as I mentioned, is reflect. You must reflect. On reflection. So on reflection, you will find a lot of things that has happened that made you who you are. But you just need someone to help you to draw those things out. And that's why I'm here. And then you have your revitalizing. So once you've reflect, you then need to revitalize your body, your mind, and your soul. Because the important thing I often say is, you might think of something up here. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. With the heart, man believe. We think we believe here, but we don't believe here. Thoughts. They are just thoughts, and then we can change those thoughts. So thoughts come here. But when we believe in here. So if we have something up here that is negative and then we allow it to enter here, that's what we keep repeating. But if we have it here, that thought, and we banish that thought and think, oh no, I'm powerful. Oh no, I'm fantastic. Oh no, I'm able. I'm capable. You know, once we start doing that, we start to feel stronger. And then we're thinking, oh my gosh, I wasn't aware of this. So that with that reflection, you're then able to revitalize. And then before we go to the renewing, within the renewing stage is about detoxification. So just as we need to detoxify our body, because sometimes I ask people, when was the last time you detox? And they will say, what do you mean by that? Detox. Okay. When was the last time you cleanse? You take an internal cleanse to cleanse your body out, to get rid of some of the things in your gut and you know, your gut health, and, you know, just clean, just do a cleanse. Same way you spring clean your house, you need to spring clean your body. The same way you spring clean your body, you need to spring clean your mind. So there is that interconnectedness, and we don't think about that.
We don't want to clean it out, right? Or people are wondering why it's all backed up, or why these patterns keep coming, right? And these thoughts, and if we're not cleaning it away, or... And so you're going to help, you have a way of getting
individuals or clients of yours to work with them in this area. I think that's amazing. I can't wait to have them show the notes for you and share them in the show notes. And for others to reach out to you, and do you have a way that they can reach out to you, or any other, because you have the upcoming course, and how can they reach you?
Yeah, my upcoming course will be ready at the end of this month, September. So I'm just finishing touches to it and doing some videos for them to listen to. And then they can have a one-to-one with me, so we know exactly what we need to be focused on, because as I mentioned before, everybody is an individual. And it's they can contact me on my Instagram, which is Verna_Harry on my Instagram, or they can go on my website, which is loveyourefresh.co.uk. And they can also find me on Facebook, Lovey Refresh, on Facebook, to Lovey Health and Wellness. And also have a YouTube channel, but I can't remember the YouTube channel address, but I'll have that all sent to you. So you have that, so you can put it on.
Lovey Refresh, correct?
Phone me as well. So yeah.
Say that again.
Telephone me, they can. My phone number, if they call in the UK, is +44. And my number is 7828181254.
Yeah. I'll have that in the show notes too. If they contact you, they can text or phone you at some point. So thank you so much. Is there one little extra tip that you'd like to share with the audience before you go?
Yes, I would like to say, if you're listening to me now, or you're listening to Dr. Damarias and myself, and you're thinking, what can I do? Or I don't know what to do. Just remember, you have everything within you. Just remember, you are not alone. There are people out here who are here to support you. I am here, and so is Dr. Damarias. She is there to help. We are here to help. We're here coming together to be a force to help you come out, use your... Because whatever you are going through is not for you. It's for someone else. It's for you to help someone else. It's for you to use that gift, because what you have is a gift. Each day is a gift. So each day you wake up in the morning, be grateful, be thankful. Thankful that you have eyes to see, ears to hear, mouth to speak, eyes to see, feet to walk, hands to touch. You know, there is something. So you have a gift. So don't sit on your gift. Use it.
I love it. Oh, that's so beautiful. Wonderfully said. Thank you so much, Verna, for your time and your energy today. I am very grateful for you being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
I really appreciate it. And the audience and those watching have also really gotten a wonderful wealth of knowledge from you. So thanks again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Show. And each one of you, find a mindful way each and every day. Have a wonderful day, or whatever time it is for you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damarias G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damarias G, reach her at www.damarismaria.com or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.